Memória do Rock está de volta.
Voltamos com o programa que traz alguns artistas do Festival de Woodstock há 49 anos no interior do estado de Nova York. Estamos ouvindo ao fundo Sweetwater, outro representante do psicodelismo, como as bandas do bloco anterior. A faixa Join the Band, de Alex Del Zoppo e Freddie Herrera. E a gente ouviu essa música na primeira vez que falou de Woodstock há 2 anos. O público de Woodstock superou todas as expectativas. Mais de 400 mil pessoas foram ver os 32 shows distribuídos em 3 dias. Neste bloco vamos ouvir alguns nomes do folk rock que estiveram em Woodstock. Primeiro, o supergrupo Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, um dos últimos a se apresentar já na madrugada de segunda. O público já estava quase reduzido à metade por causa de um temporal na tarde anterior que atrasou a continuação do festival em mais de 3 horas. Vamos ouvir então com Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Teach Your Children.
You are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh. That your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they
Graham Nash, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Teach Your Children. John Sebastian, líder do grupo The Loving Spoonful, não iria participar do festival, mas estava por lá. Com os atrasos dos artistas escalados, a organização chamou o músico às pressas. E ele, apenas com seu violão, tocou por meia hora. John Sebastian escreveu Younger Generation, uma canção sobre o conflito de gerações.
Why must every generation think their folks are square? And no matter where their heads are, they know moms ain't there. 'Cause I swore when I was small that I'd remember when I knew what's wrong with them, that I was smaller than. Determined to remember all the cardinal rules, like sun showers or legal grounds for cutting school. I know I have forgotten maybe one or two, and I hope that I recall them all before the baby's due. And I know he'll have a question or two, like, hey Pop, can I go ride my Zoom? It goes 200 miles an hour suspended on balloons. And can I put a droplet of this new stuff on my tongue and imagine frothing dragons while you sit and wreck your lungs? And I must be permissive, understanding of the younger generation. And then I'll know that all I've learned my kid assumes, and all my deepest worries must be his cartoons. And still I'll try to tell him all the things I've done, relating to what he can do when he becomes a man. And still he'll stick his fingers in the fan. And hey Pop, my girlfriend's only three. She's got her own videophone and she's a taking LSD. And now that we're best friends, she wants to give a bit to me. But what's the matter, Daddy? How come you're turning green? Can it be that you can't live up to your dream?
John Sebastian, Younger Generation. Vamos fechar o bloco com uma das poucas mulheres que se apresentaram em Woodstock naquele histórico festival. No programa de 2 anos atrás apareceram Joan Baez e Janis Joplin. Pois bem, só sobrou Melanie. Ela compôs Lay Down, Candles in the Rain, sobre os sentimentos que teve enquanto se apresentava para milhares de pessoas no festival.
So close, there was no.
Melanie Lay Down Candles in the Rain, em gravação dela com o grupo Edwin Hawkins Singers. Memória do Rock vai ao intervalo, mas já retorna com mais participantes do Festival de Woodstock, em agosto de 1969.